Hey, got milk? Buckle up and grab a beverage. It's time for another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And now, to Den and Kavid. I mean, what? Somebody cut me off. I mean, now to David and Ken.
I just love her.
The voice.
Yeah. We need to cut her off. And you know, I didn't do it on purpose, but you know, she's been working that voice. I just absolutely adore Rachel. Spent a lot of time with her when she was here. But so we got the best accent of the bunch. I mean, I'll play some of the others for you. We got her best. Because she just, she's been working on it. And she continues to work on it as well.
Doesn't she have relatives in and around the New York area?
Yeah, she's from
somewhere?
New York.
That's the whole thing. So that's
she's
why she's
from New York
rocking
originally.
That
yeah.
accent.
Yeah, she's from New York.
Because when I met her, she doesn't talk like that. But she can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She worked hard on losing that accent.
Right.
Oh, man. Welcome into our first show of 2023.
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah. Due to, I'm freaking, I don't know. I'm always behind. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we all are.
I'm always behind. If I'm my dollar short and 2 days behind, something like that. Or $2 short and a day behind. I don't know. But we are off on a brand new season, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I mean, I'm glad we're doing it once again. Now, today we happen to be recording at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, but we will. The next one will be up at Traeger's.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get them to renew for the year.
It was a logistical decision that made sense.
For today.
Yes.
Yes. Neither one of us were available any other time.
Right.
I don't know. I do know I thought about going up there last week, and I think I texted you, but you had something going on, so we just kind of... But, you know, and I'm a little concerned because the female counterpart on female counters of the life kind... Man, have they got this big year planned? And she keeps asking. I know that she thinks I'm BSing her.
Yeah.
I know she does.
Right.
I'm like, no, we nothing.
Yeah, she's waiting for you to pull out the secret.
Yeah.
I've got a secret list, a plan that will blow your sock. No, we don't. No, we don't. We have nothing.
We have nothing. Same old stuff.
We have a schedule that says that we probably should show up on this day and turn the mics on.
That's right.
That's our entire plan.
What's that old saying? SSDD. Something like that. Same stuff, different day.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. But I am excited about it. I mean, I hope that we can come up. There was something that I did want to talk about, but now I forgot. I do want to thank you for sitting in for Wren on the past wake-up call.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, because there's music on that show.
There is, yeah.
How much fun is that?
It helps a little bit, for sure. That when you don't have anything to say, you can play a record. When you run out of stuff to talk about. And, you know, for me, being a DJ now, back in the in the biz, and I'm loving it, but, you know, it's less talk, more music.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of in that mode where it's really hard for me to talk.
To say stuff?
I know that's hard to believe.
A song should be playing right now. Yeah. Why am I talking?
Yeah. You know, I have so much stuff that I would like to say, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just bizarre. That's all there is to it.
You know, I was having a conversation with somebody, and the conversation started because I saw this hilarious meme, I guess it was, but it was just a thing. It was a picture of Rip from Yellowstone. Have you watched that show?
I have, but I don't remember Rip.
He's
As a matter of fact, it's a series, right?
Who's
the main character in it?
It's
Kevin Costner?
Yeah, Kevin Costner, but I'm trying to remember his name. He runs the Yellowstone Ranch. But Rip works for him. He's big, beefy dude.
Right.
Ranch hand there. And all the ladies love Rip. So there was a thing.
You're trying to pattern yourself after Rip?
Yeah, no, I am not. Very obviously. So there's a thing that was going around on social media, and it was women, you guys want the idea of Rip, But you can't handle Rip. You don't really want him. Because all these ladies are like, oh my God, I want that guy. And the thing is, it's,
okay, now you're going to have to clarify that.
It's that whole masculinity thing. So this thing was saying, like, okay, you know, you like the idea of him, but he is never, ever going to put up with anything that you dish out. Not once. He is not going to take it at all. He's never going to own the ranch. He doesn't make a lot of money. He's not going to buy you stuff. He's just not. He's a guy. He's that strong male figure. And that's why you think you want him, but you would never put up with him.
And all he could really be ever is arm candy.
Yeah, kind of. If you can get him to go out and be arm candy, that's another thing.
He doesn't like to go out. I guess I don't remember much of the show. I do remember the other one. I watched a lot of the other one that was kind of the same. I don't even remember the character. I can't remember what it was called, but I watched a lot of... When COVID hit, and I just, you know, oh my God, I watched that freaking Lion King, whatever that...
Oh, yeah, yeah, about the dude.
The train wreck. I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, that was a mess.
It was, and I had to... And, you know, I binge watched it, and then when it was over, I was like, you idiot. Me calling myself, not
taking
him.
Taking stock of your life. What are you doing?
Dumbass. Just, I don't know, man. Yeah. It's rough.
But yeah, that conversation opened the conversation of what is it. That post was more brilliant than they realized. They were just making a point that, ladies, you think you want him, but you can't handle him. Yeah. And there's a reason for that. It's that bad boy thing, right?
Right.
So women
want the bad
for
boy.
Some
I think
reason.
They want the bad boy.
Yeah, there's a thing built into women that they want the bad boy.
Most
well,
a lot of women.
There's
Are you going to say all women?
No, there's a thing. So most women, most people, we all do it. Guys, men do it too. We are humans and we think a lot. And so we layer on top of all these motivations, all kinds of reasons for those motivations. And then we ignore some of them because that's not healthy behavior and all that kind of thing. And so I was in a restaurant and I was posing it to servers as they were coming by. I'm like, do you like the bad boy? And this girl's like, no, I don't. I'm like, you don't want to end up on Cops. On an episode of Cops. She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's not what I'm saying. Living with the bad boy, really bad idea. Don't ever do that. But the idea of the bad boy, that excites you, right? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that little element of danger, but you're not really in danger. And she's like, oh, yeah, 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 that's really exciting. And I was like, okay, see, that's what it is. That's the part that's coded into your lizard brain to want that strong male figure.
Right.
It's just coded in there because he's a protector, provider, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And so, we're in modern times, and so people layer on top of it all these other things. And so going back to that Rip thing, that was the deal, is that, yeah, of course you want him. Of course you do.
Well, sure.
But you would never make it. Like 2 weeks into that relationship, you're like, yeah, this is done. We're done.
You know, it works both ways.
It does.
Because men do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I did the same thing. And you know, you cannot, what I've learned from every bit of my experience, everything that happened to me, you cannot change them.
No.
No way. I mean, because I thought I could. I thought I could make it.
Right.
Not make their life better.
Right.
You know, and hopefully change them.
But yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that. Yeah. I've been the guy that's been trying to be the fixer. And part of being the fixer is to change some unhealthy behavior on her part. But I've also been the recipient of that. Of women who are trying to change
you.
Me. Yeah. And I used to be really malleable. And I spent a life dating and marrying women and revolving my life around them and their needs and wants and desires and goals and all that. Yeah. And then it ends and I'm left with nothing. And so I made a stance like I'm not changing. I am who I am. Exactly. So I've moved a little closer to that Rip character of just taking a stance like, no.
It is what it is. But let's talk about that a little bit more. Yeah. We're gonna take a break. We'll
Pay
some bills.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Located in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico, 228 West Main Street.
Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher, in 2019 diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
And now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back in, man. Encounters of the Life Kind.
Yes.
Our first show of 2023.
Yeah.
And we're talking about changing a significant other, or somebody we think we want as a significant other.
No,
I am done with that. I mean, it is definitely an uphill battle, and I don't think you can ever see the summit. I don't think you can get there.
No, that was part of my revolution, because I've been through all those things as well, and I had to learn lessons. And so I did. I learned lessons from that. And one of those lessons is you cannot control what other people do. You just can't stop trying. That creates a lot of friction in your own life of, why aren't they doing this? They should be doing this. Yes. They shouldn't be doing this. Right. And it's not up to you. You can't control it. You can offer advice and suggestion, but if you're going to take that upon yourself and become, enter a tumultuous environment because they're not doing what you think that they should be doing, then that's a problem. You need to walk away from that. So you can't control what other people do, and people are going to be where they're going to be. People are where they want to be.
Well, that's exactly right. And my first marriage wasn't that way,
right.
Honest to God. The biggest mistake I've ever made in my life was separating from her. I should have never done that.
Right.
But I'm not living in regret. I have a son now that I wouldn't have if I hadn't separated from her. So I have no regrets, but it was probably the turning point in my life, because at that point, she didn't need fixing. She was, I was chasing a career. I didn't see her much, but we're friends to this day. We had a decent relationship.
Yeah.
I personally ruined that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I take full blame for that. The rest of the time, I just, typical young male chasing tail.
Sure.
When she and I got together, it was high school, right? High school sweetheart, married right out of high school, and then I was chasing a career.
Right.
Wasn't really worried about any women, just...
Right.
My family ingrained, my dad ingrained upon me. I'm not even sure that's the right word. Ingrained.
Ingrained, yeah.
That's what you did, and I kind of followed in his footsteps as well. So one of the biggest things that I determined that I would do is to make sure that my kids didn't make the same mistakes I did, and try to explain that to them. And my youngest, we still have conversations to this day about it. And I think he's starting to get the picture, because he's in the dating scene now.
Right.
My two oldest are married, got kids, so they have figured it out.
Right. Right.
Fortunately, they figured it out. Yeah. Fortunately, they did better than the old man. So very proud of them both.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of the youngest one, too. He's got a ways to go, but he's, you know, 20 years old. He'll get there.
Right.
He may have to make a few mistakes, too.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's how we learn.
Is, sure.
That's how I know what I know today is from screwing everything up.
Yeah. Boy, ain't that the truth?
Man. Yeah. Yeah. So, I started that conversation about women thinking that they want the bad guy, but knowing that they can't live with them. That's not going to work out. So, well, but just, men do the same. So what
this.
Are...
They need to know this. If they decide to do that, don't try to change them.
No.
You're going to have to live with whatever you...
Yeah, you chose
what
that.
You did, and don't throw a fit.
That's what it is. Yeah. So there's some generational differences in there, too.
Absolutely,
I noticed that older women, more than... And these are all generalizations. There's always exceptions. But older women appreciate the man being a man. Like, of course, that's what men do. That's
right.
Of course he's hairy. Of course he's dirty. Of course he's, you know, doing this. He's a man. That's what they do. And so that's more modern generations are less accepting of that, I'm putting air quotes, typical male behavior, you know. I think we've changed less in that, men.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. I would like to. We should get a younger guy on. We should have Ren's guy, Derek. We should have him come on and talk.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know, he's a metro kind of guy. I mean, we've had Ren. We talked about. I don't know how to do that kind of thing. I don't know if I can handle being that way,
right?
You know, and it's hard to explain, but the words are in my mouth. I just don't know how to put them in order to get them out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I'm just wondering, like, what are the things that men do that's probably unhealthy behavior? There's all obviously the fixer thing,
right?
We always want to fix problems. That's not always the best course of action. So, but we're built for it. That's what. It's ingrained in who we are.
Well, and you know, and the other part of that is I believe my dad told me a long time ago before he passed, he said, one of the few things I got from my old man, he said to me, and whether you're talking God, it doesn't matter, but man was not intended to be alone. And when you think about that, no, man is not intended to be alone.
No.
Whether it be with another man, whether it be another woman, but basically it was to reproduce, to procreate,
sure.
Right? Well, that's not the way the young people think anymore. They don't think that way. And the older women, in my case, you know, they don't. I don't want somebody I have to take care of.
Right.
I want somebody to share our lives with. We may not agree with everything, but I just would like to share my life and share their life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be their
your
life.
Most valued confidant.
Yeah, exactly.
The person that knows all your dirty, dark secrets and still there.
Yeah, doesn't hold it against you. Yeah, you know, all that kind of thing. I know you have somebody like that.
Yeah.
And that's a rare thing.
It is. Yeah. That's how I learned all those lessons. Just going through the deck. Nope, that's the wrong card. Nope. That's the wrong card. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's tough.
Yeah,
the dating scene now, and at my age, you know, most of the women, I could go back and try to get younger. I could.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to raise one. I want.
Right.
You know, it's going to have to be a special.
And then there's generational differences that bring you both to the thing with a different mindset.
Exactly.
And it doesn't always match. I'm not saying it can't work. Mine's working. Mine's a multi-generational relationship. So,
But she's special. There's very few out there like Jerry, for sure.
Yeah, she's one of a kind.
If I could find one like that, I would swipe her up in a heartbeat.
You know, I mean, more than just this, I can't say I'm so glad because, but there are a million reasons why I'm glad I'm with her. But One of those million reasons is, man, I don't have the energy for that anymore.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
To think about being single and like going out trying to, I probably wouldn't do it. I would just, that's kind of where I was heading when I met her is, you know what? I'm done with this.
Had enough.
They're all insane. I don't want anything to do with them.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to take one more break here real quick.
Okay.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Francisca's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring Northwestern New Mexican cuisine. All fresh ingredients in our flour tortillas and sopapillas made from scratch. Green chili cheeseburger, pozole, and rellenos, just to name a few. The full menu is on our Facebook page. For more information, 505-324-9095.
Now, let's head back to the program.
All right, welcome back into Male Encounters of the Life Kind. I tell you, we are typically, today we're recording at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Yeah.
Beautiful downtown Farming.
Yeah.
Golden Door. Don't want to forget the Golden Door.
Right.
Downtown Farmington. But typically we're at Traeger's. We're having a beer or something. You're having Jameson.
Yes.
And I'm having something. I don't, whatever they want to give me, honestly, yeah. I'll try just about anything.
Yeah, Bloody Marys, you've been going through
the
menu. Yeah.
Well, Nancy, what are you making today, Nancy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't refuse that smile.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Obviously. All right. So before we went to break, right in the middle, you had a great train of thought that I want to kind of capitalize on to end the show out with. Do you even remember? You're looking at me like, oh, what the hell was I talking about?
Well, while I'm talking, I have a million other thoughts going on. So I'm trying to nail it down to what was the one coming out of my mouth.
Well, we were talking about it being trying to be a multi-generational kind of thing. It's not necessarily that.
Oh, right.
And
And
men and women and the differences. So, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. But what does that mean exactly?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've said this before. I think during our first season, men and women have more in common than is made out to be.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
Much more in common.
There is physical differences, but
yeah,
mental differences, there's not as many as you think.
Right. And a lot of times we pick it apart and we... Because it's fun to point out differences, and when you do that, they become bigger than they really are in reality. So there are stereotypes, and that's fun to talk about those stereotypes and everything. But I get in trouble with Julie for that. She's like, "It's not all women."
Yeah.
I know. Don't get me down to be specific because I will make your head explode.
Other thing part of that is it's not, don't they know girls, although they haven't seemed to mind that near as much, I've noticed.
I would pose
this question to
maybe any. That's their strategy, because every time they were upset about me calling them girls, I doubled down. Like, oh, that's definitely what I'm calling you from now on.
Could be.
And they stopped.
Yeah.
They stopped doing that. So now I'm not really interested. So I've been back and forth between calling them ladies, women.
Well, listen, if you'd like
girls.
To weigh in, if you're listening and like to weigh in on these dummies sitting here, male or female, I want to say this about Anastasia, because we've had her as a guest.
Oh, man, she's called us on stuff.
Oh, yeah, she does it. Yeah. Yeah, she's called me on several things.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to. But she is a fan of our show, and that's how we met her, honestly.
Yeah.
And what a sweetheart. I'm so glad. I mean,
we had her on the show.
Yeah, we've had her on the show. You need to go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad because she brought up some great stuff as well that she intrigued me for sure.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we're doing D&D together with her husband and what a great couple. You know,
we
met them through this show.
Yeah.
So where I was going with that was you can email us. And the best way to get email us is go to the website.
Yes.
INTER concepts, or no, INTER West, WEST concepts, all lowercase, all one word, .com, and drop, and there's a place where you can email, and drop us an email. Yeah. And call us out. I mean, call us out. We'll have you on the show. If you want to be on the show, we'd love to have you on the show.
I've been begging for an anti-fan. I don't know why. I'm a sick individual. I want an anti-fan. I want someone who listens every single week just so that they can find some problem with
me.
I want that person.
Yeah, but there's so many problems with you.
I know. It's easy pickings.
That's no kidding. But yeah, and you know, yeah, and if you want to be a guest, we'd love to. We'd love to, if you want to be a sponsor, man, we always use
money.
Oh,
yeah, definitely, yeah.
Not that we're destitute, but we can always use
them. Please.
I'm close to destitute. But yeah, we invite anybody's ideas for sure, and that's what I like about Anastasia. About, and we probably should get some more sound bites from her.
Yeah,
because yeah, she does. She hasn't lately though. I don't know whether it's because she's got to know me or what.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
I'll ask her about that tomorrow.
Yeah,
during the session.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Where's the Dukes? Where's the fists? Yeah. What's up? What happened?
Yeah. Am I being too intelligent for you?
You're not throwing punches anymore.
She had the gloves off. She don't waste any.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've been talking a lot today about, I don't know, relationships between men and women.
Yeah.
That's a good topic for male encounters, I think. I mean.
The motivations. Coming from, I keep calling it your lizard brain. That's kind of what it is. That little, what is it? Medulla oblongata or something. That little acorn at the bottom, at the stem of your brain. That thing has ancient knowledge in it. And so a lot of motivations come from that. Did you know that when you kiss a person, that's exactly what's happening? You know, there's a lot of women used to have that saying, you know, from the kiss, you know.
Right, right, right.
So what happens
is... And I would say that's true.
And chemistry, that like, what does that mean, chemistry? It's exactly right. So when you kiss someone, it bypasses the... There's a chemical analysis going on in your mouth that bypasses your conscious brain and all of the filters that you've put in there. And it goes straight,
Dr. Collins.
It goes straight to your lizard brain and lets you know, hey,
this is
either really good or it's not working for me. But it bypasses all the human filters that we put on top of animal motivations.
You know, I'm thinking back to all those first kisses.
Yeah.
And the one that sticks in my mind more than anything is that one that I told you about, my first open mouth kiss was, and you know, I never got the guts to ask her out again.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had chemistry, man.
We did. We did. And you know, I've even tried to find her lately, but she's with she's with another guy and they've been together quite a long time. So, you know, I'm not going to interfere in that, but And yeah, she's the one that called me Boo Boo too.
Aww.
That was Boo Boo Bear.
Boo Boo.
She thought I looked like Yogi's partner.
Yeah. Hey, Boo Boo.
Exactly. Well, listen, Jen, we're about out of time. I'm so glad we've had this time together. You know, I love this format. I think we get to the subject a little quicker, and I'm hopefully, and if anybody has any ideas, please, we're open.
Go to our website. Tell us.
Absolutely. You got any last words, any last thoughts?
Leave Rip alone. You can't handle him.
Leave what?
Rip.
Whip?
Rip.
Yeah, leave Rip. Leave the Rip type alone, ladies. Yeah. unless you want to put up with that.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Okay, friends. That's it for this week. Don't worry, they'll be back next week thanks to their wonderful sponsors.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help.
Website is TraegersBar.com. Here at Traegers, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee.
Ken Collins Marketing.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com. You're welcome to contact us there for any commentary, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's it for now, until you join us again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.